Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables. Tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Is the Kate Daly Show.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. We're just talking about the Remington case, and you can go to katedalyradio.com, by the way. On Twitter, it's The Kate Daly Show. Facebook, it's The Kate Daly Show. You can email me, kate@katedalyradio.com, and also chime in, 888-673-1450. We'd love to hear from you. There's a lot of points I want to make about this case, because it could open the floodgates on a lot. We don't understand, I think, some of the ramifications of letting them pursue this manufacturer. And basically cutting it off at its manufacturing off of its at its knees if it's open for lawsuits everywhere. I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
But what's really ridiculous, though, is their claim. And their claim is that Remington should have realized that by marketing this firearm, they were eventually going to sell it to a nutcase. They should have known that. So what they're being sued about is that they didn't have a crystal ball.
Just like the car manufacturers don't know if somebody's going to get in their car and be a drunk driver.
Exactly.
And kill a family. They
but
don't
they
know that, but they should.
Expect
but they should know it, right?
You know, what they're basically saying is that it's like they believe that Remington actually marketed the rifle in a way that was just the same as saying in their ad, hey, are you mentally unstable, feel like killing lots of people? Remington wants you to buy their new XM-15.
Well, yes, you're right. That's a great point, because in the statement, the lawyer for the families of Sandy Hook, this is what they said in the oral argument. Get this statement. Ready? Remington may never have known the gunman, but they have been courting him for years. I mean, can you believe that? You know what? There's a box of donuts that's been courting me for years, too, and I could blame them on being fat. This is getting ridiculous in the notion of, because they sell a gun, they're courting him? Courting him?
Yeah.
I mean, just get that kind of terminology. That is the most ridiculous statement. They've been courting him for years. Do they know that he picked up and saw their ads, a magazine with their ads in it? Do they know that this person wanted to do this? And, you know, and we're going off on the notion of the narrative right now of Sandy Hook, but this is ridiculous.
It's more than ridiculous.
I mean, courting him for years, as if all of these companies, you know, these companies can market and say what they want about their product. The person decides whether or not they want the product. So the fact that they're going after this in this case, I think is very interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. To me, all of these arguments are really nothing but a distraction. And in my mind, the core of the problem is that people just simply aren't held accountable for their actions. And it starts these days in preschool.
Yep.
Nobody's ever at fault. It's always someone else's fault. And we need to, you know, spread the blame. And if we just went back to you do the crime, you do the time, and it's all your problem, then I think we'd solve a lot of it. And that's kind of just the way I think about it.
Thank you. Thanks for your call. Appreciate that.
You know, if I was an attorney, my argument would be against this, that, wait a minute, this is one case. You're trying to say that Remington, it's their fault this one case happened. But the fact is that they sold 5 million of these rifles.
Right. Were there 5 million acts of violence because they
might
have...
Not at all.
Okay.
So if only 3 out of 5 million used the firearm in this wrong way...
In the 2002 Beltway thing or in so-called Sandy Hook thing...
How can any legal authority say... You should have known that there would be 3 people in 5 million that would do this.
Right. Right. You can't.
You can't do it.
Yeah. And according to the narrative, you guys, the mother took the measures to lock up the gun. So, the kid, I mean, how far must one go, right?
See, now right there, it's the lock manufacturer's fault.
Ah, it's the lock manufacturer.
They should have known that the kid would learn how to pick that lock and made a different lock.
They should have known. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd like to throw my 2 cents on this.
Sure.
You're absolutely right, Kate. This can get out of control. This can be used to destroy manufacturing of guns in this country. Now, the core argument here is that they were promoting it, and the words they used in the lawsuit, assaultive qualities, military uses, and lethality, meaning the gun's lethal. Now, the only... role that government has, whether it's state, local, federal, regarding a suit of this kind of nature is whether fraud was committed or not. It doesn't seem in that statement they can say that they misrepresented the weapon.
Right.
So that, and now this is also another point here. This is a state matter at this point. It should be sent back to it because they're arguing over really fraud or not. Now, let's say they lose the case and the manufacturer is being punished. In almost every state, because we're a Republican form of government, the governor and or the state legislature can throw this ruling out. And that's what should happen in that state in Connecticut. Now, if it gets to the point that it's used as a violation of the Second Amendment, then the supremacy law supersedes. Then the U.S. courts, then and also Congress and the president as well, can rule against, then rule on it. But it has to be a Second Amendment. Now, all this started because of federal regulations on guns. That's where all this began in Connecticut. That's what where it's rooted in.
Cutla. There were some different laws like Cutla, some different things that passed.
And then they passed a law to protect gun manufacturers. So, but they're saying this is a loophole to that gun. Well, there shouldn't be had to pass a law like that because every federal regulation is should be null and void. Every state should say no. Stop bringing that frivolous stuff into our state. We're not going to enforce and allow you to enforce any gun regulation on any gun dealer. That's a big problem. In the 1990s, under the Clinton administration, Congress, three-quarters of all gun shops were put out of business because of expansion of gun regulations on them. And so that's shops, but we're going after manufacturers.
Well, and now
this is really important. It's not a federal matter, but if it becomes a federal matter and it's a supremacy, concerning gun control, and the federal court should rule.
Right. Thank you for that. Really appreciate the call. Thank you. Yeah, you're right on the money. And now the gun manufacturers are expected to join in this game of suspecting everyone is guilty before proving themselves as innocent and safe with their guns, as if the manufacturer has to know whether you're going to be safe or not. It's kind of going back to your comment coming in. You know, are you mentally unstable? And so now, and so then what restrictions come because of that, because of this need, right, to make sure that every gun manufacturer knows? I mean, this is getting so ridiculous. And the should have known sort of stance on this is you can't know that. And they're not held responsible for that. The person is the individual, like the caller said.
The entire argument is ridiculous from top to bottom. Okay, there's part of the argument is they marketed the gun based on its lethality. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, I, like most conservative, responsible gun owners, make sure any firearm that I buy isn't lethal. I mean, well, come on.
That's true.
It's lethality.
No, that's true. That's a great point. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Go right ahead, caller.
Okay, so I think you guys are missing a point. I think we need to stick it back to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I think they're the biggest advertiser for firearms.
Ah, okay. You mean in all those movies?
So mm-hmm. Go ahead.
In all the movies, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gun magazines, I don't think a teenage kid is going to be going and buying a gun magazine.
Nope.
Nope.
I think they're more watching movies and doing mm-hmm. research online.
Yeah.
So we can put it back right back into their court.
Ah, okay. Hey, thanks for that. Appreciate the call. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah.
Movies and video games sell guns.
Yeah. Yeah. He's right. Yeah. All right. Let's take another caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
What about inheritance?
What do you mean?
That's what nobody's talking about.
Okay. Explain.
I think you're right about this being a bit of misdirection.
Mm.
Now, if I check out, the government's going to seize all my guns,
mm-hmm.
and they decide who my people get my guns.
Yeah.
And then you got a generation, and they've got everything locked down.
I think the answer is engravings all over the gun that say, "Warning: this end has bullets coming out of it."
They already have that. Hey, I've got a new shotgun. That's what it says, basically.
Or this, warning, consider counseling before pulling trigger.
You know, he mentioned the inheritance thing, though.
Yeah.
There are actually ways that mm-hmm. you can do a will in such a way that your
right.
your heirs can inherit your firearms legally,
mm-hmm.
and the government won't be able to interfere. So there's legal ways around that happening.
Right. We have some scary things. You know, Kavanaugh, and I know everybody fought hard for Kavanaugh because of the way the left demonized him. But at the same point, you have to realize, I think, too, that he actually told Senator Cruz the and I don't know if people remember this, but his primary basis for making rulings wasn't the Constitution, but the laws. And now we have lawfare, which is warfare in law. And, you know, people can say, well, that's the law. And now that it's being used politically all the time and catered politically, this is a problem when our Supreme Court is coming out and you have a member of the Supreme Court saying, well, I don't always rule with the Constitution. I just rule with the laws we have now and not seeking to even get back to the Constitution. We have a problem with that. And I think that there's a lot of people on the Supreme Courts in the states and federally that feel the same way he does. We have a big problem coming up with that. I do.
Well, that's the precedent argument.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, look,
yes.
they made a mistake 75 years ago, and that became the precedent.
And they don't go after that.
Yeah.
They go after now what it
right.
had turned into.
Right.
Even though it wasn't okay that's what happened, you're
it
right.
It was
they
a
don't
mistake. The original mm-hmm. case was a mistake and shouldn't have been ruled on that way. But because of that mistake, it's become precedent.
Yeah.
No, that's nonsense.
Right. I agree. The lawsuit, if we had if the world was right, if the world was even righteous, a just world, that would take 90 seconds to find in favor of Remington. Because Remington didn't do this act of the narrative that we're talking about of Sandy Hook. So, you know, they didn't do the act. But look how quickly this went from the parents to the gun manufacturer to this case. And now they're going to end up, I'll just bet you, being able to sue gun manufacturers. I don't even think we can wrap our brains around what happens after this. But you're going to see a lot of people fold because of this, because they can't afford to keep up with the lawsuits. Remington still has to pay to fight this. This is a huge amount of money.
They have to pay to fight it, but it's worth it for them to pay to fight
it. Yeah, so I agree with you. I'm just saying, look at all the money incurred even so far. It's ridiculous.
I don't think that the plaintiffs can win.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they can make a case where they win.
The progressive left's going to claim hidden messages that the mass shooters detect and act on, and that those hidden messages are the problem that Remington is sending out, which is, you can't quantify that. You can't, there's no way you could come to a conclusion on that, but they will.
Yeah, apparently you've never seen the movie They Live.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, those subliminal messages are all around us.
Oh, my gosh. It's, Yeah, this whole thing. There was a reason for Sandy Hook, and it's far beyond some people's comprehension of what Sandy Hook was all about. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.